This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Off Antarctica, three icebreakers have so far failed to make it through to a Russian ship trapped in the ice since Christmas Eve. It's a research vessel with 74 scientists, some tourists, and crew. Everyone's fine, but now they're waiting for a break in the weather so a helicopter can get through. Before everything got stuck, I had spoken via satellite with Ben Madison, an historian who is on that ship.
What I'm doing at the moment is I'm standing on the top deck of the ship that I'm traveling on this expedition. It's a Russian ship called the Academic Shalkalsky, and I'm surrounded by the iceberg field in front of me and the rising moon on one hand and the setting sun on the other.
And that was then. Now, poor guy surrounded by fog and lots of ice. Madison is retracing the voyage of Australian explorer Douglas Mawson, who ran into big trouble in the Antarctic 100 years ago. That's the expedition where members had to eat their sled dogs and learn the fatal consequences of ingesting concentrations of vitamin A in dog's liver. Our interest is in the economic incentives for that famous but tragic expedition.
Yeah, well, the background to that particular expedition was that for the previous 10, 15 years, there had been increasing whaling in the Antarctic waters. Britain had established a whaling industry in Antarctica. So many other countries at that time were starting to look at Antarctica as an economically viable place for establishing businesses.
It didn't really turn out that way in the end, did it?
Well, no, it did not. I mean, the whaling industry was quite a big part of the Antarctic scene until the early 1960s. But then the Antarctic Treaty was brought into play, and the Antarctic Treaty prohibited commercial exploitation of Antarctica for the life of that treaty, which I think expires in 2030. So it's coming up for renewal sometime in the next couple of decades.
That may be especially relevant because recently, there was news that there might be rock-bearing diamonds under the Antarctic ice. Could you see at some point the exploration or the exploitation of Antarctica's resources picking up again?
Well, yeah, I definitely can, David. I'd be very, very surprised if it doesn't. In the next half century, Antarctica will be, as Douglas Mawson predicted, cemented into the universal plinth of things, by which he meant the global economic system.
So, Ben, when do you get onto the ice?
Oh, when do I get off the ice?
Dr. Ben Madison is the historian on the expedition. Dr. Madison, thank you.
Thank you very much, David. A pleasure to talk to you.